most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live, as we do every week, from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. If you're listening to this live, you're already there. So you want to look up at the top of the screen, click on the link that says Channel 1, scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this takes you directly to the archive page where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there we are. From 2008 until today. I am very, very happy about that. If you want to find out about our future guests, and my goodness gracious, we are booked until October, which is really good, and we're about to start booking for November, and I only have like 2 dates in November and 2 dates in December because I start vacationing, because my birthday's in November, so that's like a whole month of vacation for me, but I fit in two shows in November, 2 shows in December. So if you know someone in the entertainment industry that wants to come on the show and share all of their wisdom, their sage advice to my guests, please have them email me and we can possibly book them on the show. If not this year, then next year. If you want to find out who these guests are, then you want to visit our official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityshow.com. Now, as always, we are going to have a great guest today. I've been getting emails. I've been getting texts. People are going crazy over this guest today. Her name is Vassy, and I sure hope I'm pronouncing the last name. Cara Giaros. Oh, my goodness gracious. She's going to kill me. Cara Giaros. All right. Let's just say Vassy. I love it. It works for me. I can pronounce it, and we can ask her how she pronounces it a little bit later. But she is a very, very, very successful singer and songwriter, and she is going to be joining us later. Right now, she's in New York. We're doing a remote show today. She is in New York doing a photo shoot, and we are going to have her call in hopefully about 5:15 or 5:20. And we're also going to hear a song from her latest album. So I am just going to have to talk and talk and talk nonstop until she joins us a little bit later. But just to tell you a little bit about her, she is she's a native Australian who was this really, really successful songwriter for premier artists all over the globe. And after being signed to Warner Brothers in Australia, she had a ton of successful singers. So people heard about her over here and they said, hey, girl, come on over. We want you. So Vassy came to America and she made all these connections in the music business, and she did a lot of projects with a lot of people. So she goes back to Australia, and then she gets an email telling her that one of her songs was chosen to be used for the Hilton Hotels campaign. So shortly after, it was like this a whirlwind. Her music was being placed on all these television shows like Grey's Anatomy and one of my favorite shows, Ugly Betty. And now she has all these songs that were in rotation on American television shows. So she said, hey, I am kicking the dust off of this Australian town and I am going to America. So she made the official move. And when she got here, she found herself working with some of the top world, the dance producers. And I think some of them were, there were so many. I'm trying to think. I should probably look it up. But I know that she did her album, Beautiful Day. It was 13 songs, and the album was called Beautiful Day. And it was cut over an eight-week period. And some of the producers were, and I got it right here. I did make a little note. Okay, Tim Myers from One Republic, Jacques Brutbar from Phantom Planet, John Ernst and Skylar XEXC Mones or Mones, you never know. Charlie Midnight, James Brown, Christine Aguilera, Hilary Duff, Richard Visson, Madonna, Black Eyed Peas, Lady Gaga, and Danny Western from the Kooks. And so these are obviously extremely impressive producers that she's worked with. And so anyway, she has this album, Beautiful Day, and a song from that album called Desire, all of a sudden it went viral. People were going crazy over it, and it was picked up for so many things. First of all, it's featured in Victoria's Secret's Beauty and the Beach campaign, and also one of my favorite movies this year, Cabin in the Woods. I love that movie. You know, I wasn't even going to go see that movie because I thought, oh my God, it's one of these horror movies. Not a horror movie fan, but someone said, oh no, there are lots of sci-fi twists in there. You definitely want to check it out. And I trust this person because we kind of like the same movies. So we went to see it and we loved it. So unfortunately, I did not know Vassie at the time. So I heard her song, but I didn't know it was her song. But I know there were a lot of great songs in the movie. So if you haven't seen Cabin in the Woods yet, her song is called Desire, and you can hear it if you go to YouTube and you type Vassie Desire. You'll hear it for the Victoria's Secret's Beauty and the Beach campaign, which also chose that song to be their commercial song. And also, some of her songs on that album were chosen for the Nike and Google campaign. So very, very successful. She is shooting like a skyrocket. She is hot and happening, and I cannot wait for her to come on the show and talk to us. She had, oh my God, I'm just so impressed with her. She had so many of her songs chosen for TV, radio, and film places. Let me just tell you a couple of them. For the Hilton Hotels we talked about, and then for the national advertising for Diet Sprite, Grey's Anatomy we said, Ugly Betty we said, Notes from an Underbelly, Warner Brothers, Last Holiday, remember that movie, Windfall, which was on NBC, the Chevy campaign, the Kraft campaign, the Ladders campaign, Human Target on Fox, and Grey's Anatomy. So, oh my God. So we're going to talk to her. Next thing you know, she won't be available. She'll never come back on my show because she's going to be up on the Madonna Lady Gaga echelon. So we are very lucky to have her today. And again, we are going to play her song. But first, I have to tell you, also, I wanted to mention that she came to me courtesy of Josh Mitchell. He is the president and PR mogul. I like to call him a PR mogul from his firm, which is called, this is such a cute name, Wicked Pisa Publicity. Wicked Pisa Publicity. Love that. And you can check out his website, WICKID, not ED, WICKID, PISSA, Publicity, PUBLICITY. wickedpizzapublicity.com, and you can check out some of his clients. And also, if you want to check out Vassie's website, why not, while we're waiting for her? Her website is kissmyvassie.com. Isn't that cute? That is so adorable. I love that name. Kiss My Vassie, V-A-S-S-Y. .com. She's also on YouTube under Vassie Music. She's on Twitter under Vassie and Facebook Vassie. So we are Vassied out by now. I don't even know if we still need her on the show. I think I've told you everything about her. I've given you her website. So I guess maybe I could just talk the remainder of the show. Maybe I'll tell you about my weekend. I don't know. We're going to just wing it. Hopefully she'll call it. But what I do want to talk to you about is actor related. Right now we're going to depart from music and move on a little bit to acting. As you know, I do tell actors about exciting news in workshops and classes and things going on around town. And this is very exciting if you're an actor. Every one of my actor friends have been telling me about this casting workshop called the Actor Syndicate. Now, I don't know anything about them other than what I've heard, but they have been raving about it. So it's the new thing, new place. Now, as you know, most of you as actors have a goal, or should have a goal, of the casting workshop being a platform that's going to allow you to display your talents, and you meet face-to-face with the top casting directors, the associates, the agents, and this is what the casting workshop is for. And in doing so, what you do is you begin to formulate relationships with those members of the casting community, and these are the people that unfortunately hold the key to your success. Your life is in their hands. So is it any business? Of course, you've got to have the talents to secure the job. Just because they like you doesn't mean that they're going to cast you. So don't suck up too much. Don't go brown nosing, sucking up, or trying to buy your way into the business. You really got to have the talents. I mean, that's bottom line going to secure the job. However, it all takes, or all begins, with cultivating the relationship, and you have to hone your craft. You really have to do that. You got to put the work in. And the workshops really are an excellent tool to provide an opportunity for you to do that. So you can cultivate both. These are vital aspects of your career. This is what's going to help you be successful. So you've got to do everything that you need to do it, if that makes sense. So at these workshops, you get the opportunity to present yourself and your talents, as opposed to just being another 8x10 headshot that gets tossed aside in what we call in the business the circular folder. This is what's happening for you people that are in the Midwest and in small towns. If you're sending your picture, chances are, my darling, it's getting tossed right into the trash can. I don't want to tell you, but I'm not saying definite for sure. I mean, you never know, but chances are this is happening. So you want to get in front of casting directors via the workshop. So you want to make sure that you pick a safe and reputable business, because there are a lot of scam artists out here, everywhere really, but out here in New York, all of the places where people know they have people coming off of the Greyhound bus and the train looking to seek their fortune. So you got to be very, very careful, super careful. And you want to find a realistic and safe environment to mirror the real audition process, as well as promote an opportunity that's going to allow you to take an active role in your career. So if you don't take, again, I cannot stress this enough, if you do not take a proactive role in your career advancement, who the hell is going to do it for you? You have to do it. So get out there and do the work. So anyway, back to this actorsyndicate.com that I heard about. This is one of these casting workshops. So from what I hear from my actor peeps on the scene, this Actor Syndicate holds their workshops in an actual casting office. Now, this is what you want to look for when you're choosing your workshops. I mean, they're not all going to be in casting workshops, and that doesn't make them not legitimate. That's just really icing on the cake if you can find a workshop that's done in a casting office. So this is done to replicate the environment of what you'll be encountering when you go on these real auditions in casting offices. So this is what you want to find. So all of the reads at this actor's syndicate place are done in a private one-on-one setting with you and the casting director. So that's kind of different, because a lot of times you go to workshops and you do it in front of the whole entire little theater-like arena, or however they have their chairs set up. But apparently, this you do your reads on a private one-to-one setting. So if you like that, that's right up your alley. And you have – or you can do it with a scene parter if the casting director pairs you up. So this is what I hear. I heard that it's really a cool place, and that there's been a lot of actors that have gotten cast from going there, because they have very upper echelon casting directors that go there. So they really give – from what I hear, they give – confidential feedback from the casting directors. I guess they asked them to do that. So they get confidential feedback from the casting director on their performance, their headshots, and the audition technique. So you definitely want this type of constructive critique. It is so critical in helping you to understand what you're working for as an actor, and what you're doing that may not be working for you. Because the hardest part of the audition process is never hearing how your audition or the choices that you made were received. Because a lot of times, and I know myself, I face this, going up in front, a lot of the workshops, you go up in front, you know, the other actors are sitting there, you go up, you do your scene, either, you know, with another partner that you've had 5 minutes to rehearse in the hallway. And then the casting director goes, great. And that's it. So you paid your $45, $50, and that's what you get. I always felt cheated. I always were, well, I mean, for $50, can I get a half a sentence? Can I get some words with exclamation points other than great? You gave me a great with a period. Maybe some exclamation points would be good. Anything, just one sentence. But you don't always get that. So look for workshops where they have casting directors that do that. Sometimes it's up to the casting director, but sometimes the owner or whoever runs the workshops will say, well, can you give them a little bit more feedback? So look for ones that do that. And apparently these workshops, they really give honest feedback that you won't receive elsewhere, because I think they ask them to get real down and dirty to the nitty gritty. So check out the Actor Syndicate again. Let me know what you think. Send me an email, because I've been hearing this from my friends who are actors, but I personally have not taken a workshop there. But good feedback. They say they've got top casting directors and their associates. Now, one thing I also want to tell you, when you're checking out a workshop, make sure that the casting directors are members of the Casting Society of America and are in good standing. And you can call them and find that out. And you should also make sure that they have at least 18 months experience as a casting director or casting associate. So there you go. There are my tips for today for the actor. Woo! My goodness gracious. I wonder if Vassie is there. I don't know if we've tried calling her yet, but we've got somebody working on that behind the scenes. And I guess as soon as we get a hold of her, I'll get a message on this little screen that tells me that she is available. But until then, let's move on to some great little classes. We have you know what? Before we do that, I think I've been talking a little bit too much. I think we want to hear a song. Why don't we start? Why don't we play Vassie's latest song? Now, let me intro that for you. It's a song from her latest album, and it is called, forgive me, I do so many things. Oh, it's called Could This Be Love? And we are going to play that now. And hopefully, when we come back from the song break, She will be on the line. So let's play the song now by Vassy called Could This Be Love from her Beautiful Life CD.
Why is it when I see your name, it's got me all busted up, butterflies in my brain, and every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Why am I up till 2 a.m.? Now it's 3:15, boy, you did it again, and I can't seem to get a cheeky smile out of my mind. I feel like a fool when I lose my cool. I'm just trying to impress you, boy, you got me sprung, and I don't know what to do. Could this be
Question Reality with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, we are back, and that was Vassy. And we tried to reach her, and apparently she is still in her photo shoot. So we're going to have to wait a little longer. But in the meantime, let's go over some of the fantastic advertisements that are paying for my mascara and lipstick and perfume. All right, and some pizza too, and a couple Snickers bars. All right, so we got some great classes. Now, this is the last chance for a class with Scott David. Now, if you're an actor, you know Scott David is the shizzle for zizzle. He is a casting director at April Webster Casting. Now, I'm about to give you a couple classes, and these are all going to be for Actors Creative Workshop. Their website, though, is trulyacting.com. So trulyacting.com, you can go there right now if you want, but these classes are for actors. They are very, very inexpensive classes compared to what I've seen. So, and they're with top casting directors. So let's get started. Now, Scott David, if you don't know, he's been casting since 1996. He is a member in good standing of the Casting Society of America. Remember, we just talked about that. He has worked with many amazing directors and producers in the film, television, theater, and also in new media being mobisodes, webisodes. And Scott has great relationships with all of the various agencies, agents, and managers throughout the country. Very important. I got to interject something. Be very careful to not pick an agent if you have the choice to pick an agent. Sometimes it's like, oh my God, I'm lucky agent picked me. But be very, very careful when you have agents and make sure that they are very respectful to the casting directors and not rude, because sometimes they're rude. They really are. Some, not all, but most. And also, as well as the casting directors, to have great relationships with the directors and producers and agents and managers. It's just, it's much better to have a nice person in your camp. So Scott really enjoys meeting all sorts of actors from all sorts of places. And he has a great, great, great appreciation for actors, and he's totally passionate with his efforts in helping all the newer actors, all the casting directors. They want new actors. They want to see new faces. That's what it's all about. New, in, young, hot. But then there's some places for us oldies, too. I mean, there's a place for everyone, and the pie, there's a space for the slice of pie to fit back in. So, you know, we got some spots. Now, he admires new actors who work hard and have diligence in pursuing their dreams. Speaking of which, I have to go off topic again. I find myself doing that a lot lately. I don't know if it's age or what. But I had a meeting last Thursday night with the parents of this actress. I'm telling you, you are going to hear this girl's name. Her name is Lana Giacosi, and her parents moved out here from, they were originally from New Jersey, Las Vegas, then they moved here because this girl is so proactive at 15 years old on her career. She tells her parents, okay, we got to, mom, dad, we got to go network and market tonight. This is what we got to do. She's got a whole itinerary set up. She knows more about the business than a lot of actors that have been doing this for 5-10 years as far as the business. And she also is a really, really, really good little actress. So she did, they just did this whole big write-up on her in this magazine. And I saw a clip and I thought, oh my God, this girl is going to be hot. She was just cast in this movie called Single Shot. And I tell you, look for her because she is on the move, really on the move. I think I'm actually going to try to book her for the show. So I will let you know about that. But Lana Giacosi, my friends. All right. So he's excited. Scott is excited about new actors. He loves new actors. He admires their hard work. I admire their hard work. And Scott casts for all types of projects. He casts for 99-seat equity waiver theaters, the larger theaters, web series, short films, indie films, to studio feature films, and is especially fond of casting episodic television and pilots. So when you go in to see him, you want to bring two copies of a 2 to 3 minute scene of your choice, and then read one-on-one with a reader. That's what you're going to do. If you need help finding a scene or you prefer cold reads, then they have several scenes at Truly Acting that you can choose from when you get there at the workshop. Okay. So keep in mind that he is a good one to see. That workshop is going to be, let me see, that is Tuesday. Oh, it's coming up this Tuesday. Tuesday, June 12th, starting at 6:30. And that is $65. $65 is a great price. So the next one I want to tell you about is Monday, June 18th, and that is at 7:30. And that is $50. And that is with Valerie McCaffrey. Valerie McCaffrey. She is the head casting director.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Oh, my goodness. I think there might be some calling going on. Oh, okay. I'm going crazy today. I can't talk. My thoughts are all a flutter. Monday, June 18th, starting at 7:30 p.m., $50, Valerie McCaffrey. She's the head casting director of Valerie McCaffrey Casting, and it's open to teens and adults. And Valerie McCaffrey is a legend in the field of casting. She has been working in casting since the 1980s, and her previous credits include the popular Problem Child 1 and 2, Babe, The Island of Dr. Moreau, American History X, Dark City, and just really way, 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 way too many credits to list. It's an extremely busy office, and you can check her out on IMDb for her full credits. You want to bring in two copies of a 2 to 3 minute scene of your choice, and there you go. So I just got word that our lovely Vassy is joining us, and I can't believe it. Vassy, are you there?
I am.
You are a maniac in the workforce. What's going on? You got pictures going on. You must wake up and have like a full schedule.
I have been busy.
Were you just doing headshots for your album? What were you doing?
No, I'm in New York and I did a photo shoot to promote a foundation. It's called the Samuel Foundation, and it's to raise money for a clinic in Ethiopia, and she's a fashion designer, and she works at Red Sony, and so I did it for the campaign, so that's what that was.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I know you are super busy running here to the. I just can't thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to share a couple little questions. Now, we had about 17 questions, but forget about it. We only got a couple for you. So let's just get a little bit of career advice for the audience. How did you make the successful jump in your career from singer-songwriter in Australia to one of the hottest and most in-demand musical artists in America?
I don't know. I came here and it's always been my dream to visit America and do what I do. And I'm not really sure how to answer that question. I just been doing my thing, hard work pays off, I guess. So.
What do you need to focus on, in your opinion? What do you need to focus on as a singer-songwriter to make sure that you're on the path to success?
You just got to be focused, period, I think, I didn't come out to this country to party and just have a good time. I came here to work hard and to make a lot of sacrifices being out here, so... And I love my craft, and I'm an artist, so I love what I do, and everything comes from the soul. So I just do me, that's kind of what I've been doing, and thank God it's gotten picked up a lot for TV shows and movies and things like that, campaigns, and I would never have known, I just always just be me, and I never there's no formula or anything. It's just
Now, I know that a lot of people these days they have equipment on their computer, or they accumulate pieces over time, and it's not you don't need as much money as you did before to go and hire a record producer and pay like $5,000-$10,000, but you still do need money to do these projects. Where does one get funding for their musical projects? Like, if it's a young person, what advice would you give them if they want to, you know, make a little CD and they don't have any money? What do they do?
You got to work your ass off to make the money. The money doesn't just fall off trees. You got to be willing to work and do jobs, you know, and then you got to do it all, unless you have some rich relatives that can help you, or you sign to a major label that obviously will put money behind you, which I've already done that too. And that's not always, you know, the best route. But you've got to just, I don't know, I'm like the model of the new artist. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I do it indie style. I finance everything on my own. But I've also put in the hard work, and I've worked all sorts of, you know, jobs to make money. And now my craft, I live off my craft, and have been living off, you know, my music full time for a couple of years now. It's been, you know, I can't complain. It's pretty awesome. So, you could be a very successful artist, and you don't necessarily have to be, you know what I mean, like mega famous, like a Beyonce or a Gaga. You can still be extremely successful and very well respected and credible, and really make a good living off what you love doing, you know.
Excellent. And what would you say, how do you, or how does a person, or how would you recommend that a person balance their career in music between the business and the performing? Because, you know, bottom line, the music business is a business. Show business is a business. How do you balance that?
You know, these days have changed. And so the music business, you got to, like, be part of that, especially when you're an indie artist and, you know, you don't have, like, a major label behind you. You are the CEO of your own company, you know what I mean, because you are your label, you are your everything. And, you know, you've really got to, like, you've got to balance it, because it can consume you sometimes, and it's hard to be the artist. But it is feasible. You know, I've always been very involved in the business side of my career. And you have to be, I think, especially now. It's changed. It's not how it used to be. So you can't, you got to really, like, you know, you got to be aware of what's happening. And I don't know how you balance that. It's up to the individual. I've figured out ways that I do, you know, and you just got to find that way as well, whatever it is that helps you.
What do you think is, we know all the dark stories of being an indie artist, but what are some of the positive stories about being an indie artist? Like, I knew a couple of singer-songwriters that were so happy being independent, and then they got signed by the record label, and I heard some horror stories. So from you, what's the great part of being an indie artist?
You know what I mean? Having complete creative control and being the boss of your project. You are the boss. And you get to do whatever you want, really, like, creatively. No one tells you you can't do this, you can't do that. And that is the best part. And, you know, controlling your masters, so there's no one that owns your catalog. You know, you control it. You know, I mean, it's different. You got to do a lot of work on your own, but I guess that's kind of what anyone does when they run their own business, right? But as soon as you got a partnership with someone that's a bigger entity, they're going to want a piece of your work, and then, you know, they're obviously going to be putting money into it, but they're going to want a piece back. So that's kind of how it works, you know.
Right.
Like I always said to artists, you can get investors and stuff like that, which is cool, but these days you can really do some cool stuff without having to spend a lot of money. I mean, you know, it's not just about the money, like, really about the talent.
Now, when you started out, when you started out, did you do what a lot of indie artists do, which is do covers, or did you always start out in, say, the coffee shops doing your own music? You just have always done your own music, or did you do like gigs where you were in a band and you did cover tunes? What was your path?
I never really did covers. I was always someone that was more on the original thing, but I love doing covers. In fact, that's what I do on my acoustic channel on YouTube. I actually do covers, acoustic covers that fans request, and they vary. It can be a country song to a rap song to a pop record, and I strip them down and I just do them acoustic, which is just me on vocals and a guitarist, and that's what I do. And I love doing that. You know, I love taking someone's song and doing it in my rendition. Really cool. I enjoy it.
Who were some of your inspirational icons in the music business when you were growing up?
Well, Billie Holiday is, you know, the reason I really wanted to be a singer. When I discovered her at 15, I became obsessed with her. And she really inspired me, and she kind of, when I heard her sing that song Autumn in New York, that's the reason why I wanted to move to America.
Oh my
God. But you know, I grew up listening to a lot of stuff, but like really, like she was the thing, you know, the catalyst.
For me it was a toss between Billie Holiday and Eva Cassidy. I don't know if you're familiar with Eva Cassidy. Have you ever heard of her?
Oh wow. Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, my God. That woman can sing anything. I mean, she can sing rock, blues, jazz, country, you name it. And I really love an artist that can sing different types and different genres of music. I mean, it's really a gift to be able to do that. So for me, it was Eva Cassidy. Now, your album, I assume I only know about Beautiful Day because I just discovered you through Josh Mitchell recently. However, I did see Cabin in the Woods, so I know I must have heard your song Desire. And did you have albums prior to Beautiful Day, or because I know that you were working for other producers, is Beautiful Day your very first album on your own?
No. I've actually did an album in Australia called My Affection, which was through Warner's, and then I did an EP last year through Ultra Records, a song called History that was more a dance record. And so, yeah, Beautiful Day is kind of like my debut album, like my first album, first year in America. And I'm doing that on my own independently. So, I love
that song, Desire. Oh, my God, I love it. I love it. I guess everybody else loves it because it was chosen for the movie Cabin in the Woods and, of course, the Victoria's Secrets campaign. And I think there were some other things it was chosen for, right? It was chosen for Google, Nike, I believe.
It's a different song, actually, but I got Google and Nike and the Skechers campaign and the one that you're talking about, Victoria's Secret campaign, and it got the Cabin in the Woods movie.
Now, you have this album, Beautiful Day. How does it go from just, okay, I just finished it, to all of a sudden the songs are on the Victoria's Secret commercial in the movie? What was the process that you had to take or you were involved in to get it to those places?
I didn't, to be honest. It just kind of came to me. It's just, I didn't really have to do
think it was it. Do you think it was with the, did you have like a agent or a manager that kind of, I know we have Josh, he's your publicist, but do you think that it was a team of people that kept promoting the album, promoting you?
Between 9 and 10. Oh, that's okay. He's fine. Yeah. I've just developed some relationships and people just, you know, hear my stuff and it just kind of happens organically.
Well, I know you have some upcoming shows, and I don't know if they're still valid, but I'm going to run it by you and see. I know that you're going to be live on June 16th at Rock Paper Coffee in Los Angeles. Is that still on?
Yes, it is.
Yay. And then I've got you down for June 20th at Bar Lubitsch? How the heck do you pronounce that?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's in West Hollywood. It's in West Hollywood, Bar Lubitsch. On July 5th, she is going to be at PopCon LA, the pop culture convention in Los Angeles. Also, August 3rd, she's going to be live at Harvell's in Santa Monica. And my God, I imagine that there's a ton of other things you're going to be doing. So they could probably go to your website, VassyKissMyVassy.com, and check you out. And I want to thank you so much, Vassy, for coming on. We wish you the best success on your upcoming projects. Thank you for sharing time with us. I know you're busy and got to go. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know, thank you, like, so much for your support. And obviously, like, you know, I'd love for people to check out the album. It's up on iTunes. And it's up on iTunes. If you just put Vassy and Beautiful Day and if you want to get in touch with me, you know, I have my kissmyvassy.com website. And, I'm always,
prior to you coming on, I read your whole bio. I gave them your Twitter, I gave your website address, your YouTube address, your Facebook address. I gave them all your information.
I did.
I was killing time. I was trying to kill time.
I'm so sorry about that, you guys. It's really hard when you're traveling, you know. Like, I had a show here in New York, and I did the shoot today. But, you know, it's just hard because sometimes a lot of things are out of your control. And so, you know, you set a schedule, but then, you know, people are running late or this and that happens. You're like, shit, I'm trying to, like, fit this in. And so I really appreciate you being patient with me.
Probably.
Of course, I'd love to send you guys the album. I don't know if you've got the album, but I'd love to sign it for you and send it to you.
Oh, my God. Will you sign it for me and send it right away?
Yes, anything for you.
I am going to. I will go to Facebook. I'm going to send you a message, and you can send it to me, because I was telling them earlier. I said, I don't know if Vassy's going to actually come on to the show. She's a mogul now. She's moving and shaking all over the music business. And I said, if we're lucky to get her on the show, it'll probably be the first and only time, because the next time I hear her name, she's going to be hanging out in the lounge with Madonna and Lady Gaga, and she's never going to come back and do my show. So we're going to be very lucky to get her today.
That's not true. I will always do your show, and you have my loyalty, and you can mark my words on that. I'm not one of those people. I come from a little tropical town in the remote part of Australia, and I grew up in a Greek family, and I'm very grounded. If there's one thing that my family taught us, is to be humble, no matter what. And I remember in Australia when my album, you know, I was all over TV and I was all over the talk shows and in the papers and the magazines. And I'll never forget my mum catching one of my biggest interviews. It was like I performed in front of 100,000 people and it was live, like on TV to a few million people. And the first thing she said to me, it was so funny. She's like, you know, you blink a lot. And I was like, Mom, what about everything else? You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, what's this blinking thing? It's blink, blink, blink.
Yeah, they always have something negative to say. We're thinking we're like the shit. And it's like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
What did you wear? What were you doing with your eye? What did you do with
I
your...
I know.
Oh, my...
I know, right?
But, you know, they keep us grounded. They always keep us grounded, and we can deal with it. Well, my God, thank you so much. Beautiful Day is on iTunes now. You can also check out her Desire, which everybody knows because I've sent out emails and I had her blasted all over the place. You can check that out on YouTube as well. Oh, my God. We've been promoting you the whole week. I got so many emails. I had 17 email questions for you. So we're going to try to get you back next year. I'm going to ask Josh if we can book you next year. And I'm going to have to send an email and say, I'm sorry we couldn't get to your questions, but she's coming back on the show and we'll answer your questions next year. But hopefully we can get you back, Vassie. Now, I was trying to pronounce your last name, had a lot of trouble. Can we take the show out with you saying your last name?
It's Kara Georgia.
Yes, I lost it at Kara. That's it. Thank you so much, Vassie. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We wish you the best. Get album, Beautiful Day, Vassie, kissmyvassie.com. Thank you, Vassie. Say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.